It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Nevin.
Michael
thank you.
Feldman turning 25 Woo-hoo! Years old just a couple days ago.
That's right.
And 25 is an interesting age because you're still in your mid-20s.
Yes.
So you lived a quarter life, but A, you have nothing to show for it, which is okay because
right.
25-year-olds have nothing to show
That's
for
right.
it. And B, it's not really an age where you have a crisis. At least I didn't have a crisis at 25.
No, I mean, it's you know, there is sort of the quarter-life crisis thing, but it's not – that's true. And also, you know, I'm still young. Still,
you are young.
Still,
and look
still,
young.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's – yeah, it doesn't feel that, like, that special somehow in a weird way. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Because I was a little worried about you when I first walked in terms of crisis mode, because I see you fiddling on the computer playing the Starman music from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I know.
And for those who don't know, obviously okay. Super Mario Brothers, one of Nintendo's most popular video games of all time, and there's music that you can get an invincible star,
mm-hmm.
and you're invincible to enemies for approximately 30 seconds. You're playing this music for a good 10 minutes,
well,
over and over again.
Okay.
And I was concerned, I just wanted to make sure you're doing all right.
To all of our listeners, 10 minutes is a bit of an exaggeration. I mean, we're talking at most...
Six?
I don't know. Okay.
6 minutes.
No,
now, mind you, it's not really a song. The same three notes
yes.
kind of play in a
See,
loop.
That was the thing. I was blown away. This is the amazing, how to put this, ridiculousness of YouTube. This was on YouTube, you
right.
know, that I just went to a link on a blog to this theme music, and it was like a minute 20, and I was going, oh, well, surely there's going to be some reason it's a minute 20. No. It just kept looping for a minute 20 for, you know, it's only like a 10-second theme.
Don't change the subject about bringing YouTube
okay.
into it. Don't blame YouTube
okay.
for posting it, because
okay.
you don't have to listen
no,
to it.
No, I don't.
You're
didn't.
The one who listened to it over and over
Sorry.
For minutes at a time.
Just knock something over, yes.
Well, because you're knocking something over, because
yeah.
I think you're a little bit rattled having turned 25. Because first,
maybe I am.
Consider what we know.
Yeah.
You're listening, first you knock things over.
Right.
Yeah, and in no particular order, of course.
Right.
You listen to Super Mario Brothers star theme music, and then, after 6 minutes of listening to the Super Mario Brothers star theme music, you proceed to spend a few minutes listening to the Starman music from Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yes.
And that, which was basically the same music
yes.
in a different key.
Yes.
And that, I'm just, like I said,
okay.
are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're handling 25 okay.
I'm more concerned about how many listeners we have lost on this podcast already. From this topic.
It's worth it to make sure that you're doing all right.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Concerned.
Oh, thank you, Nevin.
You know
That's
what?
Love.
I put you before the listeners.
That
That's
is
just
love.
Me. I'm
that
a friend.
Is that is true love. All right, then. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
I'm
okay.
good.
Well, I'm not doing so well.
Oh, what's
Michael.
Going on?
I'm dealing with this wedding registry stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
goodness.
You know, yeah, listeners, this is coming up. This
yeah.
is Nevin's,
well,
you know,
well, less than 5 weeks away, basically,
yeah.
for the wedding. And,
yeah.
you know, for our new listeners, I'm getting married August 22nd. A wonderful woman named Ramona. We've been together for 8 years, and finally she put a gun to my head to say marry me or else, and I chose to live, so married August 22nd.
Very good.
But this wedding registry, Mike, here's my take.
Okay.
I've had a lot of friends who have gotten married.
Right.
Friends and family members, and I've always found the wedding registry to be patently ridiculous, because you're getting a lot of stuff that you simply don't need.
Yeah.
And now I find myself with a wedding registry also with things I do not need. Now, bear in mind,
okay.
I had no say in the picking of the items on the registry, okay? Ramona did it. Her mom did it. I had nothing to do with it, rightfully so. Because if I had something to do with it, I would have useful items.
Okay.
Like money. Like Laker tickets.
You can't buy money.
You,
okay.
Yes, you can find
okay,
a way
fine.
To buy money.
Lakers tickets.
Yes, so
okay.
we have...
And knowing you, you know, some kind of like some important movie...
But,
like,
or
you know, Rocky, you know,
the,
like, you know.
The Rocky collection, gold edition.
How many times did you watch this?
Many.
You know?
It
yes.
would get, you know what?
Yes.
It would get used. That's the thing. It would get used.
Indeed.
I'll tell you what will not get used.
Okay, here we go.
The $32 rice bowl. Okay?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I have to point something out. Okay. We've been together 8 years.
Yes.
We've made rice maybe 6 times.
Okay, I understand.
And why is it just for rice? I like variety bowls. A bowl for any occasion. Cereal,
do they
soup.
Sell variety bowls?
They do. They come in whites. They're very simple. They come, you know, you can have soup.
Aren't they just called bowls?
They're called bowls.
Okay, fine.
They're all bowls. Right. I like bowls.
Yes.
Where you can have soup, ice cream.
Okay.
Watermelon, if you want.
Wait for it. Rice?
Rice.
Yes.
You can have rice in a bowl.
Wow.
You do not need a rice bowl to eat rice. And you know, you want to know something?
Sure.
If I make rice.
Yes.
And we're out of bowls, you know what I'll do?
What will you do?
I'll use a plate.
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
Hey.
But, Nevin, here's the big, big question here. And this is the thought process. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just throwing it out here. If you're out of bowls and you're making rice and you have the rice bowl, okay, available, but you also have the plates, would you use the rice bowl over the plates?
You know what?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, there you go.
And you want to know why?
Because
I'm used to plates. I'm happy with plates. I'm comfortable with plates. I like plates.
Oh, my God. I can just see the first fight of the marriage right here. No, where it's like, why didn't you use the rice bowl? Because I'm uncomfortable with the rice bowl.
It's just crazy.
It's great.
Another thing, the toaster oven. We're getting a 4-prong toaster. We can make up to 4. Now, here's the thing.
Ooh.
We don't make toast.
Oh, yes.
A lot of times.
Well, wait, is that because you don't have a toaster?
No, it's
oven?
No, because we tend to cut out bread at times, at various intervals.
Yeah, I
so
see.
We even when we eat bread, we haven't really gotten to the habit of eating toast. So why put something on the registry to make something that you don't make?
You know what this sounds like? And I hate to bring this up. It honestly sounds like an attempt to make you cook things like rice and make rice and toast more.
And I refuse.
See, there you
go.
I
won't do it.
See, yes.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
No, I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
Yep.
Is it a subliminal message? Should I cook more? Does my fiance want more rice? And if she wants more rice, why couldn't she either A, tell me, honey, please make me rice,
mm-hmm.
or B, make it your damn self?
See, there you go. See, because the thing about this, Nevin, I mean, you're not getting a blender, or are you? Is the blender on your registry?
Yeah, blender's on the registry,
okay.
As well as $300 pots and pans.
Ah.
Mike, it's pots and pans. I mean, pots and pans.
Well, all right, yeah. But anyways, okay, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah,
so yeah,
okay.
We're getting a blender, so you had a point that...
Well, no, the reason I was asking that is because that's not cooking. I mean, that's... Well, that, it can
it
be.
It can be.
If you're pureeing, that can be. Mm-hmm. I take it back. Okay.
And the way it comes out, it's always puree.
You know what? I've got a tip. This just came to me. I was actually going to bring this up as a whole topic in of itself, but I think I'm just going to loop it in here. Nevin, there is a blog that I discovered that made me think of you. And this sounds perfect. This is the way for you to satisfy this. Fancy fast food.
Ooh!
What this is...
I already like it.
You buy, like, a McDonald's, you know, Big Mac meal.
Uh-huh.
Deconstruct it. Okay? So, you know, get all the things, and then, like, take the cheese, you know, and make it into a fancy meal using nothing but the ingredients. But you use things like pots and pans.
Okay.
You know, use things like the blender, all that stuff. I mean, I'll show it to you. But
I like the fancyfastfood.com.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to look
something
that up.
Something like that, yeah.
I like that
yes.
idea. Because
so there's an answer to all this stuff.
It's gourmet for guys like me. Love it. Going to look into that.
Okay, you. There you go.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Hey, Mike,
yo.
Remember a few weeks ago when I did this? Don't tell me you forgot. Come on.
I think I blocked it out of my memory, but go ahead.
The cow moo.
I remember it well.
How could you forget the cow moo?
I remember it well, yes.
So,
I was stunned.
You were stunned.
I was stunned yet again. Every time. Okay, go ahead.
It's
yes.
pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the fifth time I've heard that. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Yes.
So a few weeks ago, for those who didn't listen to the podcast, I talked about how I was dared by a coworker of mine to do an imitation of a cow at work in the listening vicinity of other coworkers, and I did it just like you heard here. It was a quadruple dog dare.
Yes.
I was told I did it, I dared it, and you and I spoke about even coming up with a quadruple dog dare of our own to tell this person, and I've actually come up with one, and we actually received a letter from this person where the original dare took place.
Wow.
We actually got one, and this is actually from Tiffany in Hawthorne, California.
I wasn't sure if we were going to,
Yes, we're going to, we're not going to hide from this. We're not going to run.
Very good.
And she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, first of all, it was a quadruple double dog dare. We are talking big time here. Wasn't a quadruple dog dare, Mike. It was a quadruple double dog there. You following so far?
No, but go. Okay. Well, what's a double dog?
Well, I guess a quadruple double dog there was the Calmu.
But
that qualifies as a quadruple double dog there.
Wait, but wouldn't the double modify the quadruple? And not the,
don't overhandle things.
I don't understand. All right, go ahead. Go.
Okay, anyways,
okay, cool. Whatever.
So A, it was a quadruple double dog bear. We are talking big time here.
I've never heard of that. That's amazing.
We're going into uncharted waters.
Wow.
Second, I'm thinking you both meant to say vowels instead of syllables. I have never heard a moo with more than one syllable, but then again, I am considered to be a bit sheltered. And third, bring on the quadruple double dog dare.
Ooh.
I am waiting, and this girl won't need any bathroom practice time.
Ooh.
And that's a dig right there, because I did practice in the bathroom
before. Yes, you did. You mentioned that.
And that's from Tiffany in Hawthorne, California.
Wow.
And Mike, I want to announce here on Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Here we go.
I've come up with the quadruple double dog dare, and I want to get your honest opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. Okay, this is one of the biggest moments, in the podcast.
It's a challenge.
Go.
We're throwing down the gauntlet.
Yes.
Tiffany, my dare to you, my quadruple double dog dare, is that you, in the listening vicinity of myself and our coworkers, have to go to our CEO, our boss, the ones who signs our checks. His name is Rami. Okay, that's important, Mike. His name is Rami.
Very good.
You got to go to the one who can hire us, fire us, give us a raise, a promotion, a demotion, all of that in one fell swoop.
Okay.
Go to him and find a way to call him Rami Cakes. Find a way to call him Rami Cakes.
Very good.
It has to be, you can't whisper it,
okay.
You can't email it, can't IM it, you have to say it, you know, loudly. People have to hear it. They have to hear her call him Rami Cakes. What do you think, Mike?
I love it.
You love it?
You know, the thing is, obviously, I don't know your office. I don't know the specific politics, but it sounds good. I mean,
have you ever thought of a place where you can legitimately call the CEO blank Cakes? Insert name here, Cakes.
No. At least, no.
And
that's all I'll say, no.
Do I work for a place where we can?
I don't know.
I quadruple double dog dare you, Tiffany, to find out.
Wow.
That's the challenge. I did mine. Put up or shut up. You talk the talk, now walk the walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will keep you posted on this. This is exciting.
I'm pumped for this. I'm like shadowboxing as we speak.
Great.
I'm good.
This
is good. So we're going to keep you posted on this development. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.